Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am one of the hosts for the show, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife online. Kwajalein, honey, are you there? Okay, she's not on right now. But what I'm going to do is go ahead and start. I'll tell you the title of the tonight's show. Although it's Free Flow Friday, tonight's topic is the art of friendship. In today's society, what defines a friendship seems to be different than many years before. Friends are not lasting as they used to be. People seem to be less concerned about maintaining friendships and more concerned about their personal lives, their personal feelings and goals. Why has this change occurred? How has this affected the family unit? And how has society as a whole been affected? Again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Today's date is November 18th, and it is 8 p.m. or 8:01 Eastern Standard Time. And again, this is our Free Flow Friday. Callers and streamers, or streamers, if you're on the air right now listening and you want to call in on tonight, please feel free to do so. But let me give you that number so that you call in if you need anything you want to say or you have anything you want to say. That number, again, is 657-383-1571. I'll say it again, 657-383-1571 to chime in or click the stream below, and then we can go ahead and get started now. Okay, our first caller, ending in 1398, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Kennedy. This is Miss Brenda. How are you?
I'm fine, Miss Brenda. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss Brenda.
I'm fine. Hello, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm waiting on this tonight. Oh Lord, the phone is ringing.
Praise God. We look forward to hearing some of your wisdom that you will definitely bless us with on tonight when it comes to it. If you have anything, please feel free to add.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Michelle, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing, ma'am?
Just fine.
All right. All right. Well, you sound good. You sound happy.
Yes, I am. I missed the show the other night, but very excited to return. Can't wait for
well, praise
topic.
God.
Hello.
Hey, Pastor. I didn't even know you was on there.
Yeah, she snuck online on us tonight. She's not in there taking care of the little ones. So she get a freebie on that one.
Oh, okay.
All right, Pastor Michelle, you know, as usual, your line is open, and please feel free to add on at any given moment when you have something to add.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good evening, Mom. How you doing?
How you doing, everybody?
We are blessed.
Hey, Apostle.
Good. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, baby. What a day at the house.
Right here. I'm right here.
I didn't hear
on.
All right.
Oh, you talking about Mariah. Lord. She she down there eating right now, Mom.
Okay.
Well, Mom, you know your line open, so please feel free to grace us with your wisdom on tonight if you have anything to add to this topic.
I will.
All right. Caller ending in 8277. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Leandra. I'm getting ready to put back on you because I am out walking. But hi, everyone.
Well,
hi,
Leandra.
Hello.
How you doing? All right. Well, you know, as usual, if you have anything to ask, Sister Leandra, you're definitely welcome to do so. Just chime on in.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Keisha Kaylee, you on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
We good. How you doing?
Doing excellent.
All right. Well, praise God. We have a nice lineup tonight, the Art of Friendship, and then we have a whole bunch of callers that I'm sure are going to grace us with their wisdom on this topic, because we all have our definition and meaning of true friendship and just what friendship means. So if you have anything to add on tonight, please feel free to do so.
Man, I called for the perfect show.
Yeah. All right. Well, praise God. We're going to see what it's going to bring out. I pray it brings out some things that you know, everybody can take away from it and expound on throughout their friendships. But I thank you for calling again. All right, callers, we're going to go ahead and get started, right? Because, you know, again, everybody has their own interpretation of what friendship means. And from, you know, from back in the day, friendship changed a lot. It has changed so much to the point of where society has basically taken this term friendship or friend and diluted it to a point of where now we see in today's just everyday living, you have friends that have been friends for years that have fallen out about some of the smallest things, some of the things that some people would consider petty, but some people would consider important. You have some things that people fall out about concerning, you know, money or business, because sometimes friends tend to go together in business and then they wind up losing their friendship because of the financial status of the business or who's going to take what or who's doing more work than the other. And it's just some things that have caused friendships, like I said, to be tormented and harmed. So I think this word friendship, we definitely need to bring it in to retrospect on tonight, so that way we can all speak on what friendship truly means to us. So if anyone has anything to add, the line is open. The floor is yours. We can go, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our topic.
I wanted to start off by asking some questions. And one thing I've noticed, like, now is I'm seeing on Facebook, yeah, I have been offended by Facebook, so when Kyra was praying the other night, that was for me. I've seen friendships being broken by Facebook and this election and, you know, all kinds of stuff, definitely this election. People are, you know, have been friends with people for some time, and these friendships are breaking up because of their views on this election. So, I don't know, that just baffles me. So anyway, I wanted to start off with asking some questions. What defines friendship, in your opinion? Anybody? Don't speak at once. Don't y'all speak at once, man.
All right, well, I'll start off. Got to break that silence. But as far as with friendship to me is you being able to be an intercessor, you being able to actually tell your friend things that they need to hear opposed to things that you think they want to hear to appease them. Like if they're straying off to the left or to the right, and you know that it's not their character, you should be able to tell them without them getting offended. And even if they do get offended, it should be only for a short period of time, because right in a friendship, first thing in a commitment to friendship is you saying, hey, I got your back, you have my back. That means, you know, through thick and thin, if it's something that you're going through, I need to be able to talk to you about it. And you need to be able to talk to me about mine. If I have some issues and flaws, you need to be able to talk to me about mine. If you have some issues and flaws, I need to be able to talk to you about yours. And just being able to love on one another without all of the strife and stuff that's going on. And hands down, I think a friend is really, to me, a friend is really family, right? It's someone you consider family. It's someone that you can willingly open up to, and then it's an implied situation to where if I open up to you about something that's going on with me that I'm dealing with or struggle that I'm having in secret, and I open up to you, it should be in confidentiality off top. And if it's something that's not causing death, harm, or injury to you know myself or anyone of my family members, then you should be able to hold that thing until we can talk about it again, or we don't ever have to talk about it again. And then you're not judging me, or I'm not judging you, but I'm telling you true things because I have your best interest at heart. So that's what a friend means to me. And before we carry on, I got two more callers that just came in, and I'll bring them in real quick, and then I'll pass the mic back over to my wife. Caller ending in 1844. You on the air?
Hey, Pastor Kenny, Pastor Quadron, how you doing?
What's up, Mish? How you doing?
I'm good. What's your topic? You talking about friends?
Excuse me. The art of friendship.
Ah, okay. Okay, because, you know, your wife over there, my pastor, that's my good friend. And then my other pastor, Michelle, that's my good friend, too. And can nobody
all right.
not treat them any type of way without me getting sick?
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Tell them the truth.
Well, Miss, you know your line open, so you have anything to add on tonight, please feel free to do so.
All right, I sure will. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Call in again 6082. You're on the air.
Hello, y'all. This is Kyra.
What it do, sis?
Hey, y'all.
Well, hey, I'm still on a high over that prayer last Tuesday. You brought it in. Look, the angels came down.
Uh-oh.
So it was awesome.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're glad to have you, just as always. Your line is open, and if you have anything to add on tonight, please feel free to do so.
Yes, sir.
All right. Calling in again, 9813. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Maria. Well, hi, Maria. How are you? Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is. On this particular one, yes, it is.
Well, all right. Well, we're glad to have you. Who invited you to the show, or who told you about the show, if you don't mind me asking?
Nobody invited me, but I'm friends with Michelle Page.
All right. That's my pastor. That's my friend. Pastor, you know
yeah,
you be on. No. I got to give you props.
Amen. Hey, Maria.
Hi. I just so happened to, I don't even know what made me think about it. I just got off from work and was on my way home. I'm actually driving now. And I thought about the blog radio because I wanted to get on the other night when y'all talked about forgiveness and I missed it. And so I said, let me see what, so I went to, the family affairs, the family page.
Yes.
On Facebook to get the phone
yes.
number.
Maria, you realize you can go back and listen to the show. You need to go. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say this. You on air. You need to go back and listen to the show.
Okay, I will. I will do that.
Well, please do. Well, Maria, again, we are definitely glad to have you on the show tonight, and we welcome you to come back any given time you want. We on the show. We on air Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 to 9 p.m. Sometimes we go over to 9:30, but, you know, it's all good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we're going to keep your line open, ma'am, and if you have anything to add on tonight, then you please feel free to do so.
I sure will. Thank you.
All
right. Can I say something real quick, Pastor?
You sure can.
Hey, Maria. There's a lady that's on the phone. Her name is Prophetess Tyra. She lives maybe
uh-huh.
5-10 minutes. She lives 5-10 minutes from you.
Oh,
and
wow.
I want you to listen to her, because after this, I would love for you to guys exchange numbers, because I promise you, she's somebody that can bless your soul.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hi, Maria. This is Kyra.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing good. I can't wait to speak to you. And maybe we can link up. Thank you, Pastor Michelle. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be great.
All right.
Well, glory be to God. Hey, we look at here. We on here tonight talking about friendship, and we already linking up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, I think before I got ready to speak, there was someone that was getting ready to speak. So whoever that may have been, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to cut you off, but I just wanted to break that silence. So the floor is yours.
Oh, you're fine, Kimmy. It was actually me. I was getting ready because, you know, it was a little bit silent, so I was going to speak for a second. But I'm going to say what my definition of friendship is, and then I'm actually going to have to get off because it's Caden's birthday and I'm meeting him for dinner tonight. So,
all right, now tell my little dude what I say happy
yes,
birthday.
Yes, I got an IMOU so I can sing happy birthday to my nephew.
Okay.
My beautiful boy.
I'll be with y'all after we finish up with dinner tonight. But I just feel like the definition of friendship is when two people choose to have a relationship that is productive, supportive, and I think that's just a small part of it.
Okay. All right. Productive and supportive. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes,
I agree with both of you all said. Well, enjoy Caden's birthday.
And
I'll definitely be calling you when we get off.
Okay, sounds good. But I will let y'all finish up, and I'm probably just going to listen to it online. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
And enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Anybody else, what defines friendship?
I would like
to give us an example of a true friend. You said a friend is one that would lay down his life for you. A true friend to stick by you through thick and thin. Everybody that says that they're your friend are really not. You'll find out when the hard times come who's going to stand beside you. Even going vice versa. A true friend is, like Kenneth said, it's like a family member. Sometimes you feel closer to a friend than you do to a family member.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a friend, you got a friend, and you got a friend indeed, no matter what.
Amen.
So that's what defines a friend to me, one that's going to stick by me, and one I'm going to stick by to. Regardless, even in their wrongdoings, I'm going to let you know you're wrong. I'll stand by you as long as you're going to go forth and do what's right. I'm not going to beat you over the head. But if you're wrong, I will tell you you're wrong. I think that's the best friend that anybody can have.
Mm-hmm.
To stir someone up on the right the right trail, right direction.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mama. I agree. Anybody else?
Yes, to me, a friend is a person that you can trust. You can tell anything, and you know they won't go and say anything to anyone else about what you discussed, whether it's good or bad. And if you have a quarter, they have a quarter too. And whatever they need, if you can help out, you're going to give it to them or share it with them or whatever. And somebody that can rely on you and you can rely on them. And just like Apostle said, if they're wrong, you should be able to tell them they're wrong and they shouldn't get angry with you. And if they do, that's all right too. But you just have to be close. And just like Pastor Kenny said, that, you know, you should be able to just, you know, trust people and just love on them no matter what. But just like I feel like sometimes a person that laughs in your face, not your friend. And if you continue to be around them, you will find out, because if hard times come up, they'll be there for you regardless of what, you know. And they'll always be there for you. They won't let you down. You won't let them down. He basically covered everything I would have said anyway.
All right. Thank you, Miss Brenda.
Yes.
Anybody else? Nobody? Okay. I agree with what everyone said. I definitely think that a friend is, you know, dedicated, loyal, honest, forgiving, willing, you know, willing to sacrifice. I think a friend is one, a true friend, is one that accepts you for who you are. They love you for who you are. They don't expect you to become someone different just because that's who they want you to be. And I think a friend should be a safe place, you know, a place where you can, like Kenny said, tell your thing, you know, tell your secrets, your innermost feelings or whatever, and you don't hear it again, or you're not, it's not thrown back in your face, you know, later. And I believe that even, you know, even though we may talk to our friends and sometimes they may get upset about what we say, I think that, you know, especially if we're saved, God will deal with us on that. And not only that, even if you get upset in the conversation, then later on, you know, you'll think about it, and you just have to think about that person's character and just know that person has your best interest at heart. And I think that as a friend, you know, you should also be able to agree to disagree on some things, because we're all different and we have different views and we see things differently. And so, you know, again, just respecting who we are individually. So that's what I think. That's what I look for in a friend, and that's how I define a friend. Now, I know today we don't see friendships like people used to see friendships. Does anyone have any ideas on why that has changed?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to go to scripture, Amos 3:3. Where it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Okay, so what's happening is friendships are being made with people that are not like-minded these days. And here's what I mean by that. If you have a friend, right, who's proclaiming to be saved, right, that's all good and dandy. That's all fine. But if you have a friend that's proclaimed to be saved or be a Christian and you make friends with that person, and then you later eventually find out that this person is hot-tempered, or this person is one who holds grudges, or this person is one who doesn't accept constructive criticism, then I've had a couple of friends like that along the way throughout my military walk in this military that I thought were actually true friends, based on them saying that they love God, you know. So then when I became friends with them and then we started to talk, I started realizing that they didn't actually have the same view that I thought they had when it came to the Word of God, or when it just came to being a friend, actually a friend. I had some guys that were saying that they would say they love God and, you know, they grew up in the church, but yet they were still smoking, drinking, and out there doing everything under the sun. And then when I find these things out, like, no, we don't have the same like-mindedness. So Amos 3:3, hey, that touches home. That right there shows you truly where once you get to know someone for who they are, it all is based on that like-mindedness.
Okay, so so you don't think that you can have a good friendship with someone if – so what do you guys think about that? I mean, do you all have friends that may not be good friends, but you all guys are not there spiritually, but you still have a friendship? What do you think about that?
I've had friends that has not grown to that level yet, and God used me to help them to get to that place. The Bible tells us that the strong is to help the infirmity of the weak. So, but if they go on and don't make a change and don't want to make a change, then the Bible tells us to separate ourselves from them.
Amen.
So that's what we have to use, the gifts of the Spirit. We have to use wisdom. And the Lord will let us know when it's time to depart.
Amen.
And when God says depart, you depart. Because if not, then you are doing it on your own. And the next thing you know, you have fallen into their pathway, what they're doing. But if you're letting the Lord lead you and they are really striving, then that's when you're there to help. I'm finished.
Okay. Just waiting to make sure. Anybody else?
I agree with a problem. Go on, babe.
Was that Pastor Michelle?
Oh, I was. I was waiting for whoever needed to say something.
No, I said go
no,
on.
Go
on.
Ahead.
Okay. I agree with Apostle. Me and Maria, the one who's listening on the phone, we've been friends for 27 years. And there's been several times in these 27 years that both of our walks have taken different paths. But there's always an encouraging word. We're very honest with one another. And I think that I believe that sometimes it is hard, like if you meet a new person, but again, 27 years, but if I meet a new person and they are not on the same level, not even on the same level, if they say that they're saved, but they're not representing Christ, I find now, and I could be wrong, I find now that my tolerance level with them being in my realm, my circle, my house, my family, is not as great as it used to be. And so I truly, truly, truly you know, like Pastor Kenny said, I try to, now when I meet people, wrap my mind around, yes, I love them. Where do they sit at in the category of my life? But when it comes to friendship, I try to wrap myself around like-minded people. Like for you and I, Pastor Quadrant, this is the very first time I encountered the friendship the way I did, and I haven't encountered one like this before. I was telling Lee Andrea that, you know, I love her to pieces, and we connected through God. However, it wasn't like yours and, you know, me and yours, and I told her that, and she just got tickled because God connected us spiritually first. We had to navigate through us getting to know each other because it was such a deep spiritual connection. And so I absolutely love that. And do we disagree on some things? There are some things we absolutely disagree on. But we don't let each other fester in that. And I think that's so important, especially when we are about our Father's business, that you cannot have that kind of strife in the kingdom. You just can't. So I now value friendship differently, and I take hold of it. And when I don't, when, like we talk every day, when we don't, like I told you the other day, I have an altar, I don't talk to you, you know. I cannot take communion with that kind of all. But it's just different. So I agree with Apostle, and I agree with Pastor Kenny on that.
Mhm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Maria. This is a real, this subject is like real, it's somewhat sensitive to me because, all through school and growing up, I was friends with a lot of people and friends with groups of, you know, this group may not like the other group, but I'm friends with all of them. And I've acquired friendships with people that have become more than friends to me. You know, like Michelle, I don't see Michelle as a friend. I say she's my sister because we've been friends since the ninth grade, and just the type of relationship that, you know, that we have. She knows me better than half the time than I know myself, for real. But I've also had in the past, friendship that I thought was the same type of friendship that I have with Michelle, and it ended up hurting me deeply. Someone who I thought was more than a friend and a sister, because I thought that's the type of relationship that we had. And that friendship, you know, hurt me very bad. And I think that, like, when he was saying how you're supposed to, like, separate yourself when you feel, so I can honestly say that maybe if I hadn't, I don't know if, maybe if I had have noticed or paid attention, I don't know. I try to see the good in people, or think that I can help them because I know they may be going through something or because of what they went through. So I feel as though I can try to help them become a better person and change them for the better. But it ended up being, instead of, you know, I didn't separate myself from this person after the first hurt or the second hurt. And even after the biggest hurt, I still didn't want to believe that hurt, and still tried to be this person's friend. And then until I finally separated myself, and I don't even know or understand why it took me so long to even separate myself from this person. So, and it's not the first friend or somebody who I thought was my friend that has, hurt me in a bad way that, you know, you just shouldn't do to people or treat people that way. But now I don't, sometimes I feel like I have to not be myself because I don't want the wrong people. I don't want to get attached to the wrong people to have to go through that same hurt again. So I don't show. It's like I'm side-eyeing and I'm not trusting many. You know, some everybody's a suspect because it's happened too many times. So I feel like even with trying to self-evaluate myself, because sometimes when things repeatedly happen, you have to look at yourself and see if, you know, if it's you, if it's something within you or something that you did. And, you know, or why do you attract these kind of people to you? Hmm. That you keep, you know, this type of hurt comes your way.
May I say something?
Yes.
To this young lady and anyone else that have experienced the same thing that she's experiencing, there's a book called Mind Over Emotions. Each time you find that book, and I'm here to tell you, it will help you get beyond those emotions. The book is called Mind Over Emotions. The things that we do for people, we do it to the glory of God.
Amen.
And we're in this walk, you're going to be persecuted. Matthew 5th chapter tells us this. We're going to have all kind of things thrown at us. That's why we must wear the whole armor of God.
Yes,
in doing so, this book will help you get beyond pain. So that might be why God is still allowing it to happen to you, because your ministry could be greater, and for you to be elevated, the emotions has to be changed.
Hmm. Amen.
I'm sure most all of us been hurt.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Especially when we first started out. Oh, they don't forget your past.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all evil against you because he said so. And it hurts. Some people are fault finders. In other words, they're going to look for something to speak against you. So what you do, you walk against the evil one by doing what the Lord says do. So that's my advice, is to any of you, check out that book, Mind Over Emotions. If your mind, if your emotions continue to get over the things that are going on in your life. your feelings continue to get hurt so much. You know what I start doing? When people start saying evil against me, I start praising God because I knew I was going to receive a blessing because he said so. Think about it in that way. Read Matthew's fifth chapter, and it will help you too.
Thank you, Mama. And Maria, I would also like to reiterate what Pastor Michelle said. In addition to everything my mom just said, I really do think, especially after listening to you now, I do think that you really would benefit from the show that we did on Tuesday. So, you know, when you have time, please do go back and listen to it, because we did touch on that a little bit about, you know, how those situations affect us, and, you know, we don't want to do things anymore. And so I really think that it would, you know, be of some benefit as well. But we have a new caller on the line. Deacon Page, are you there? Okay, he just dropped. His line dropped. All right. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I do. This is Kyra. You know, listening, you know, and everything, but I was, one thing I've learned through, you know, friendships and, you know, ups and downs and everything, I've learned to pray about what my role is in that friendship, and that has helped me that has helped me with these expectations, you know, going into the friendship, because, you know, I've realized that, you know, and it is give and take in friendships, but, you know, like Pastor Kenny was saying, you know, about, you know, like when someone's not at, you know, this particular level in their walk with God, well, you know, it's possible I'm still supposed to be their friend, and just like, you know, Mama Rose said, you know, to lead them, you know, to Christ. That would be my role. And because that could be my role in that, I could still be a friend, still love them, you know, invite them over for dinner, you know what I'm saying, things like that or whatever. But that has really helped me about praying what my role is in my friendships, because it has helped me to stay focused, still have fun, because I love to laugh, I love to have fun. That's what I am, and that's who I am with, you know, my friends. But praying about what my role is has really helped me, because God has truly helped me to know, and he's given insight, you know, about, you know, that friend, about that particular person, about that situation, and what I can do to help them. And then they're, you know, and it's the other way around. You know, some people have been in my life, and I've tried to be this, and that to them. But really, they were supposed to be that thing to me, you know, because I needed help. I needed something that they had. And it's like that in friendships, period. But, you know, one thing I've learned, like I said, is just to be prayerful. You know, what, you know, this is a friend. Now, what do I do? Who am I? What do I do in this friendship? What is my role here? And that has really helped me, and it has helped my friends as well. You know, even with disagreements, you know, even with issues and things like that, whatever my role is. And I've learned how to just kind of chill, not to be the one to rescue and to fix, because that's just what, you know, I do. But the older I get, it's not like that. You know, it's not like that anymore. I've let people pour into me as well. You have to know. You know, you have to be open enough to do that as well. Let someone pour into you as a friend, and then you've been able to give that back. But being prayerful has been a great help for me and my friendships as well.
I agree with you, Kyle. Because without a prayer life, you can't make this walk. You must have that prayer life.
Amen.
If you look back in the Old Testament, even at the beginning, they didn't have the books of the Bible to read. They had a prayer life.
Amen. Wow.
And they were connected to God, and God directed them and whatever way he wanted them to go. And they followed after God. But they had a strong prayer life.
Amen.
We don't say we start out with a strong one, but we continue, as the more we pray, the greater our prayer life gets.
Amen. Amen.
You get to that place where nobody can tell you. Now, I'm being honest on this one. Nobody can tell you your relationship with your father.
Yeah.
If you don't know your relationship, nobody else can know it.
Uh-huh.
And my father tells me that he said he would answer my prayer.
Amen.
Isn't that what he said? If I keep his commandments. So, I agree with you, Carol.
Yes,
a prayer life is the strongest
yes.
thing that you can have. Read the word.
Yes.
Always read your word.
Yes.
Always fast and pray.
Yes.
Jesus even said, this kind only comes through fasting and praying.
Amen.
So keep that prayer life. It doesn't mean that you got to get on your knees every trip.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, then I would have been there, been out.
Amen.
I can't get on my knees like that. When I was young, I could. But now I am old, and I'm trying to get used to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard for me to get used to. So the only way I begin to accept the fact that I am aging, I have to look at the word of God.
Amen.
And the word of God said that they got old. Am I right?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. So, as you go through this, it's a battlefield. It's truly a battlefield. That's why he said put on your armor. And you got to do it every day. You got to pick up your cross every day. This is something a daily walk. And you can't just pray in the morning and wait till at night to pray. You got to pray all day long. Because you're going to encounter faith anywhere, anytime, especially when you think you have made it. And he will creep up on you. So always continue to pray.
Amen.
All day long.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One thing I want to touch on is something I said earlier. Because I want to make sure I clarify, verify before before the show ends. When I was saying about having those learning people, you know, who they are and. Throughout my time of being in the military and encountering people that say they were of God and they love God, but they weren't. But let's talk about when I was once in the world. I have friends that I was once, you know, out there in the world with, used to trip out with, used to run the streets with and everything. But see, here's where I had the Lord brought me to a spiritual awakening when I recommitted my life to Christ. Now, those people that I actually used to hang out with and kick it with, they're still not quite there. But what I have done as a friend, because I had that best interest at heart, is I want to see them come to the knowledge of Christ just like I came to the knowledge of Christ and knowing him and actually being saved. So I continuously pray for their salvation, for them to receive salvation. So I think that's me being a friend, you know, to someone who's not quite there yet spiritually. But then we also have to look at the fact of Romans says that we all fall short of the glory of God. There are going to be times where you're going to have friends that are like-minded, Christians, you know, brothers and sisters that are like-minded, and one may not be in character because they have now actually given leeway to the enemy for them to come in through, you know, whether it be through offense, or just going out and hanging with people that and they just became saved and they're not ready to go and hang out or go back into the situation that God delivered them from, and then they wind up dealing and dabbling back into that. But you have made a friendship with this person. Your job as a true friend is to pray for their salvation, to be their intercessor, and to pray that, you know, that their heart is drawn back to God, their first love. Because everybody had that nice little feeling in your heart when you got saved, and you was just ready to go out there, and you was ready to change the world. And I mean, everybody's had that, because I sure had. I was on fire. But, you know, you have people that have struggled, and like I said, dibble and dabble. When you know that is not their character, you should be able to go to them and as a friend and talk to them about, hey, you know what I'm saying, you straying left or right. I need it. What's going on? Let's talk about it. And sometimes you'll be able to talk to them, and then there sometimes they may have been connected to some spirits out there, you know, by sliding back out there in the world, or backsliding back out in the world that are not going to allow them to take what you're saying. So we still got to be mindful and pray for them. And that's just what I want to say. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that we become new creatures in Christ. All the things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. If they are continuing to do those same things and not striving to make a change, you got religious people. The Bible tells us about true Christians. Isn't that what he said he's looking for? True believers? So, he tells us that we'll know you by the fruit that you bear. So if they haven't made a striving to make some changes, then there's something wrong. There's definitely something wrong there. Because it might be a lack of not getting the proper teaching. See, when you come out of the world into the family of Christ, you've got to get some teaching because you've just been born again. So you are a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. And eventually you're going to come out those clothes. You can't continue to wear those swaddling clothes and continue to grow. So they must get up under some teaching. And as they get up under teaching, but then the Bible tells us the word speaks for itself. You got religious people. I was religious for so many years. But when I met Jesus, I found out I was not saved. My eyes were open. My heart changed. My heart was before Christ. It makes a difference. And all things become new. Not partial, but all things. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. I totally do. But one thing I can say about you, you recognize and you made your exit. And look what God has done with you. You made an exit. But you were one of those true Christians. I didn't say that you were a perfect Christian. I said that you were a true Christian.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, I'm finna get off of this phone. I want to say hello to Jay. Is she still on the line?
Hey, Mama, I'm here.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a little bit of a headache. I'm just listening, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that booger to go somewhere. Thank y'all for y'all for your prayers. Continue to pray for him in my recovery. And I'm finna get off the line. I love you. Have a great Thanksgiving. And in case I don't be back on the line too. And I'll talk with you all later.
I love you, Mama.
Okay, have a good night, Mama.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night. Okay. Does anybody else have anything?
Okay. All right. I have a question. Kyra.
Okay. Go ahead, Kyra.
Is there? And I'm just putting it out there. When do you let a friend go? So, you know, say they're not, you know, saved. Say they're not saved you know, whatever. Is there a point where, you know, a believer should let them go? I mean, other than, you know, one pastor says, you know, they'll change you before you change them. You know, I've heard a pastor say that about people out, you know, down the world. But, you know, you're trying to help this person. You're praying for them. You're being there for them. When do you or should you let that person go and just kind of step away from the relationship, you know, concerning people who are not saved, but you've gotten connected with them in some way. How does that work?
I would say definitely if and when God leads you, that's what I think. Bless you. I think we can start to tell when it's time to, you know, if and when it's time to step away, just from, I guess, how the relationship is going, you know. I have friendships, you know, that I've maintained friendships with people that were, I don't want to, you know, not necessarily where I have been spiritually, very good friends, you know, that have been there for me, even, you know, through infertility, you know, when the twins died, you know, when I was losing my babies and stuff, and they were there, you know, still there for me, good friends. You know, we may have been different places spiritually, but we still maintain that friendship. And now, you know, and some of them, you know, they're have really, you know, grown in Christ or whatever. I mean, well, not or whatever, but they're growing, you know, in Christ as we all are. So I think that it's probably a case-by-case basis, you know, being led, again, by, you know, God, and also just, I mean, because it's even like that with some family members, I think.
It is.
Because I do have relationships, closer with my friends than I do with my family members. And, you know, it's even like that. Sometimes as believers, we tend to kind of separate, you know, even when both of us are, you know, saved, and sometimes the friendship part. So, I mean, that's what I would say. I don't know if anybody else has anything to say on that.
I have something to say. Prophetess Kyra, I think for me, you can feel when the friendship becomes weighted.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can feel the heaviness on every call, every time you see each other, the awkwardness, the atmosphere changes.
Yeah.
And so we have to make a conscious decision, which is very hard, but you have to make a conscious decision. Am I being productive in this person's life? And is this person being productive in our lives? Because the truth of the matter is, this is a Christian show, and our ultimate purpose is salvation and to be, you know, like-minded. If you find that that's not what's going on in that friendship, that it's lasted its course, we have to remember that everybody is not going to be a root or a trunk in our life. There are some leaves and branches.
I agree. Yes, ma'am. I agree with both of you. I just wanted to throw that out there. But yes, I agree with both of y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a hard question. No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all handle that.
I'm just kidding. We do know, you know, from the Bible that friendship is God ordained. We know that there are scriptures in the Bible concerning friendship. Proverbs, this is just one. I wrote down some others, but this is just one. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We know that there are examples of friends. One of the greatest examples of friendship is David and Jonathan. You know, people talk about that one. So we know that, and of course Jesus is our friend. Well, that's the greatest, but, you know, how Jesus refers to us as friends in John. And, you know, so we know that friendship is a good thing. It's supposed to be a good thing. I think in today's society, we as people have lost respect for friendships. And I got this title, I really got this subject from Janelle. I got it from Michelle's sister. She's not on the phone. She just had a baby. But I took this from a Facebook post that she had. Y'all know I be looking for stuff. I'll be taking from everybody's stuff in a minute. But I took this from a Facebook post that she had because it was a very, you know, interesting. She had a very interesting question on there. And I think that, you know, in my opinion, we have lost sight of what friendship truly is. And as Christians, we should be taking the lead in showing the world what friendship is.
Amen.
However, sometimes we have some of the most messed up relationships. Amen. And why is that? You know, we know what we consider friendships to be, and we know what all is important to us. And so I think that sometimes we lose sight of that. We look at ourselves more than, first of all, we look at God's requirements and also taking the other person into consideration, you know, just as a whole. And this just doesn't affect society. It does affect our families. Because that is one of the things that we want our children to see. We want our children to see, first of all, if you're in a two-parent home where there's mom and dad, you want mom and dad to be friends. That's something that I think is being lost in the times that we're in now. People don't date and become friends anymore. They don't get to know each other. They just jump into this thing, and they don't know each other, and there's no friendship. And that, you know, it's not built on that foundation of friendship. Then when we are having friends, you know, we bring in friends inside our, you know, family or whatever, again, making sure we do have, you know, what you all were saying, friends that we're compatible with, because that helps a friendship last. And that's what we want our children to see. We want them to see lasting friendships. Even through the down times, the up times, the down times, they may argue, they may be mad with each other right now, but they know how to make up, they know how to disagree on some things but still be friends. They know how to, you know, be honest with each other, and all of these things are important. These are important things that we should be displaying. And I don't know how you all feel, but anybody, you know, tell me how you guys feel. Do you all believe that part of the reason we are seeing more cases of this bullying, you know, bullying, cyberbullying, you know, is because these kids, they don't understand what it's like. They don't understand loyalty like they should. They don't understand, you know, kindness like they should, things that we are to display in friendship. They don't truly understand these things or see these things like they should. Does anyone have anything to say on that?
Pastor, you are absolutely right. 100%. You are on it.
Yes.
The parents aren't teaching them what longevity is in a friendship. because of what they, you know, I'm going to say this, and I know this is just a tad bit off subject, and the kids, they learn the bullying a lot of times, boys and girls learn it, and talking about people from listening to their mothers on the phone gossiping with family members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just look at that, and that's what nurture versus nature. Mm-hmm. That's what nurtured their spirit. So now when they start kindergarten, all they know, look at her. Her hair ain't even combed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
how that starts, because they mm-hmm. listen to their mothers on the phone with that mm-hmm. garbage. And that seeps into their being. And that's one
that's
thing I want to say. You're absolutely right. The second thing I want to say is I absolutely cannot stand when you've been friends with somebody for a long time and you and that friend have a disagreement or a quote in the quote falling out, and then, well, you can't talk to my kids. Why would you do that? The kids have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you've been friends for, and you've watched the birth of these children. If you're mad at me because of we having a disagreement, it's one thing if I did something extreme, but if we're always having little tiffs because that's just who we are, if your kids want to call me or my kids want to call you, I've never, ever withheld my children from somebody who I knew was a true friend, and we just had a miscommunication or a falling out or an argument. My kids still was able because there was still that level of trust. To me, when you do that with your children, you are teaching them how to break friendships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Anybody else?
Amen.
Can I say something right quick?
Yes, ma'am. Open line.
Just like Pastor Michelle just said, you know, I had a sister-in-law that she stayed angry with me all the time. And she taught her children against my family, which is my brother's children. And they still act, you know, like we're no kin to them. And I told my niece about a month ago, I say, you all don't care nothing about me, but I really don't care, because one thing you can never take for me, that I am your aunt, and I do love you, and I love all of you. And I didn't throw up in her face about your mama started this, because their mama did start this, just because she didn't like me, you know.
Wow.
She didn't let her children have nothing to do with us or nothing. So, you know, it's sad. It's really sad when it comes to a family and people act the way that they act, you know. I've seen so many things happen, and, like, I had a girl when we were, like, 6 years old. We were supposed to be friends. When we got grown, we still was friends, you know. We was out in the streets and stuff together. That's before I really knew who God was. But she got this good job. When she didn't have no good job, oh, she could just eat me up, you know. And she got this good job, and they got these cars, and they built this beautiful home and all of that, you know. He just changed. And I told her, I said, you changed. No, I haven't changed. We still friends. I said, no, we're not. But, you know, when people see God in you, it's something about that pushed them away from you. You can even tell it the way they act around you when you do run into them, you know, because they don't have nothing to say to you. But I just thank God for it, because I heard T.D. Jakes say one day, and because it had bothered me, I said, well, why she just stopped being around? You know, she wouldn't call. She stopped calling and everything. And he said, you know, there's a season for everything.
Amen.
And so he's had our season, so I'm over that, you know.
Right.
And I won't let that bother me no more. But it bothered me for years, because I was wondering, what had I done to her? And I know I hadn't done that to her. But then, just like you all said, you know, if we aren't, I ain't going to say level, if we aren't the same, if she's not serving Christ and I am, she don't want to be around me anyway.
Right.
So that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that would be, I guess, going back to your question also, Kyra, that would be another answer, because sometimes I've had relationships like that. You know, I've been friends the people at work, and, you know, thought we had a friendship or, you know, and then they just kind of just stopped talking,
right.
you know, to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is just because the life that you lead, and that's how, that's another way you'll just know that, you know, it's just time.
Yeah.
That's another way. So, thank you. Thank you all for that. Anybody else? Sorry. Okay. These are just some of the things that I wrote down. Please feel free to add on to this as you guys, if there's anything that you think of. But some things that I wrote down in order to help, you know, with, I guess, finding and maintaining friendships. Choose friends wisely. And I know you all have kind of touched on that. Understanding the boundaries. And I think it's important to say that there are different, what I've learned over the years, so I'm going on 40, I'll be 40 in February, if I live to see it, praise God. And I've learned a lot of different things over the years. And I've learned that every friendship is different. So there may be certain boundaries that I have in this friendship that I may necessarily not have in the other friendship. So take each friendship individually. Learn your friends. Get to know your friends. Get to know the likes, the dislikes of your friends. You know, get to know your friends. Get to know that particular friendship. Get to know that friendship. Because I think sometimes that's what we fail to do. We put everything in a, you know, a big bowl. Now, we understand you need in a friendship loyalty, that should be in every friendship. Dedication in every friendship. Love in every friendship. You know, there are just some things that should be in every friendship, you know, relationship. There are still differences. Okay, Pastor Michelle brought up how, you know, our spiritual connection. The first connection I had like that was with you, Kyra. You were the first person I had that with. And then Pastor Michelle was the second person that I've ever had the spiritual connection with like that. But you and her are different. So our friendships are different, close friendships, but different friendships. You know, Mish, I know not to tell Mish some things about maybe something that somebody don't say to me, because Mish be ready to go do something to some people and stuff like that, and we don't want Mish to do all that. So, you know, you have to know your boundaries. Keisha Kaylin, she's not on the phone, but I know she's probably
I'm here.
Listening. But Keisha Kaylin, she, out of everybody that calls in, she's, you know, she's been my oldest. She's the one that I've been friends with the longest. We have our disagreements, you know, sometimes, but yet it's still we know how to, and you know, we, Keisha and I don't think we've ever even argued. We more debate on things, you know, but she knows me very well because we've been friends since I married my husband pretty much. You know, she's been there my entire marriage and been there through everything that I've been through in my marriage. And so it's just, you know, knowing each friendship, taking each
right.
friendship for what it is, being respectful of each other, you know, learning to do that. Kyra, I hope this is not too personal, but I'm going to say this. Like, when Kyra and I became friends, I grew up, we always had people come in our bedrooms and go in my mama's bedroom and stuff.
I was just thinking about
so
that. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. And so when I met Kyra, she was like the first person that's like, nope, bedroom is off limits. I'm like, what?
I'm still like that. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about that, though.
Mm-mm. And it's just for me and my husband, my children.
Right.
And then we had another friend. She cut all of us off. She's not friends with us anymore. But, you know, during that time we were, you know, if we would go up to her house, her thing was, when you come in my house, you take your shoes off.
Oh, yeah.
And don't put your hands in my sink. You know, don't wash my sink.
Right. And we didn't.
And we didn't. You know,
right.
And so learning, so we had to respect those things. We go over to Judy's house. We know halfway through sitting at Judy's house, Judy's going to get up and start cleaning. It don't matter what you're doing, what you're talking about. Don't matter. She's going to get up. She's going to start cleaning because that's just what she do. You know, so learning to just be respectful of each other. Something you all have already covered with my mom, you know, praying for one another, praying for our friends, bear with one another, you know, go through things with one another, rejoice and mourn with one another, you know, as the Bible tells us to. Again, being a safe place, but also having those boundaries, not allowing our friendships to take us over. In other words, you know, having a boundary. I am who I am. You are who you are, not changing who I am because you want me to be somebody different, because that's unhealthy. So, you know, we have to keep that those healthy boundaries. Also, you know, sometimes you don't want to take away too much of your family time, you know, for your friends, because that, you know, I used to do that in the past, but not anymore. So, you know, just finding that balance. And I think these are just some of the things that I wrote down that I think will help us, you know, in developing and maintaining friendships. Keep the communication going. You know, I have friends that I don't talk to very often. We should do better, but we don't. You know, everybody gets kind of caught up in their lives. But when we do talk, it's like we never missed a beat. So, you know, sometimes you have those relationships, but keeping the communication open, even if you're talking just a few times a year or once a month or whatever, but keeping it open, you know, always keeping it open. Does anybody have anything to add on to that? Nothing? Y'all so quiet. Nothing?
Oh, ma'am.
Okay. And be an advocate for your friends. You know, if you know somebody is saying something wrong about your friends, or they're misjudging them or something, well, no, I don't. No, it's not. You know, that's not how it is. And always, you know, see the best. We have to remember to see the best in each other, even when we are falling, even when we have our down moments, you know, our not-so-good moments or whatever. But we really do have to see the best in each other, because this is a hard world. We're living in a hard world. Yes. We're living in hard times. It's stressful. You know, we're going through a lot, and we just need to, you know, make sure we're edifying each other, being there for each other, lifting each other up, not just, you know, in prayer first, but also in words. Lift each other up in words and, you know, just, hey, even when we do tell the truth about the things that we don't want to hear, you know, because you do have to be honest and tell them, but also, you know, edify them, lift them up, give them some good stuff. Hey, but you know, this, da-da-da. We have to make sure that we're doing that because we need that. Amen. These are hard times, and they're only getting harder.
Amen.
But that's all I have. Does anybody else have anything to say about the art of friendship?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, y'all so quiet. I was so quiet. Well, we thank you all for taking your time out on this Friday night to call in. I'm not sure yet if we're going to do a show on Tuesday, because I know everyone is going to be getting ready for the holidays. Not sure yet, but we will let you guys know. Please keep in mind, we do take topic suggestions. Again, and next month, I'm going to go ahead and say this because this is the only way we're going to do it. Next month, we're going to start our late night chat with Kenny and Kwajalein on Periscope. So looking forward to that, and we will get out more information to you guys about that. But you all have a good night. Have a great weekend, and we love you guys.
Love y'all too. Thank you.